Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the members of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Today, I'm reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 24. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. Most of us go about our daily lives on autopilot. We go to work, do our best, interact with our families and coworkers, clients, guests, or customers in a polite manner. Sure, we take some time to smile, laugh, and attempt to fully enjoy the day, but realistically, it's often just a routine. Others might even comment that we are always pleasant, upbeat, calm, or well-prepared. We smile and offer thanks, but don't take those words very seriously. As I read and ponder today's scripture, I wonder if we ever consider how others really view or value our routine. In fact, how do we intentionally approach our daily actions? I know my day starts and ends differently when I spend time with God first thing. Once I have consciously chosen to include Him in my day, every action, every response is more aligned with the person, the servant, the Christian God is calling me to be. Result is, that awareness leads me to be a better person, to consciously do good, to be kind, and to show love and enjoy life. It even invites me to call others to join me, to live in a way that is pleasing to God. What motivates us? What brings us to the moment when doing good is about attracting others to do the same? I believe it is about faith, about grace. We all need a healthy dose of grace, and about inspiring others to do good as well. I love watching the many videos at our fingertips these days. You know the ones where a young man helps an elderly lady with her cart. She then helps someone else across the street, who then makes sure that the dry plant is placed where it catches the rainwater. There's more to the story, but you get the picture. Each single act inspires someone else to do good without a response, with no payback expected. We see it all the time. When the car in front of us or someone else pays for our food or drink, and before you know it, 8 cars are in a row, and they are still paying it forward. Each driver is inspired or motivated to do good and be kind. We can be inventive and creative when we choose. But where does faith come in? It's not just about doing good. I personally believe it is most inspiring when others can see your life is lived with a faithful heart. You are sincere in your relationship with God. Your life, the way you live, the way you share your faith is through the grace of good works, sometimes very simple, sometimes more elaborate, but always done to share grace, love, and humility. So today, when you begin your day, or maybe you begin your day again, focus on God and His grace. How might you, on this very day, motivate, inspire, or spark love for someone else? How might your actions encourage and help someone else to do good, to serve, and to be an example that moves others to action? You can do it. Make it a daily part of your life. You never know when your good deed might just be the hope someone else is seeking or the grace they are desperate to feel. Yes, you will be blessing others. You will also be blessed by the knowledge of a greater love. Please pray with me. Merciful God, as I begin this day, open my eyes that I may see others who might see and feel your love and grace by simple good deeds. Help me to maintain my focus on serving you and being faithful as you are to me. Allow my actions to stir the hearts of others so that goodness, kindness, grace, and love continue to be shared in your holy name. Amen. This devotional was written and read by Lisa Blackwood.
You've been listening to the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church in the beautiful foothills of the Great Smoky Mountains in Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I'm grateful that you've shared this time of devotion and prayer with us today. We hope you'll join us for the next episode. And we also welcome you to join us for worship this weekend, whether here in Maryville or by live stream, wherever you are. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.